Reno Center, October 17th, 2021. This is the portion Sat talks about Baba's quote and the vasanas.
Jnanavahini, page 30. Worldly illusion, Maya, by means of its power of one, hiding the real nature, and two, imposing the unreal over the real, makes the one and only Brahman appear as the soul, God, and the world. Three entities where there is only one. The faculty of illusion is latent, but when it becomes patent, it takes the form of the mind. It is then that the seeding of the huge tree, that is this world, starts sprouting, putting forth the leaves of mental impulses, vasanas, and mental conclusions, sankalpas. So all this objective world is but the play of the mind. The individual soul and the supreme being are caught up in this proliferation, and they are inseparably intertwined in the world. So they are also creations of mental processes, like the things appearing in the dream world.
There is a part here that Baba says, I think is very, very important, and I always hesitated to bring it up. So I sort of kept it to myself, but now that it's right in front of us. Baba said, worldly illusion, Maya, by means of his power, hiding the real nature and imposing the unreal over the real, makes the one and only Brahman, means existence, you can change the Brahman to that, appear as the soul, as a human, as God, and as the world. Now, this is going to be hard for some people to digest that. But he's saying that makes the one and only Brahman appear as the soul, God, and the world, where there is only one. I'm not going to comment on that. But all I can say is when we are in a deep sleep at night, dreamless sleep, and Ramana talks about that, there is no world, there is no me, and there is no God. What is there? You can't say what it is, but you can't say there is nothing. Because there is an existence. You still exist there. You wake up in the morning, your humanhood and the world and God and everything appears, and the relatives and children and all of that. So it needs a little bit of reflection, reflecting on it. Contemplation, that's what I'm trying to say. This only takes us to, maybe it takes you guys that for the first time you might be hearing that, to even a deeper truth of your own one and only existence. You can call that one and only existence that he called Brahman, God, if you're comfortable. But if it's a God that you're familiar with it in this lifetime, where does it go in a deep sleep? Where does the humanhood go? Where does the world go? So this is why it's so important to know oneself, because by knowing the cause of all these three, because of you, all these three exist. When you know yourself, am I talking to myself? Or have I lost you guys all?
No.
When you begin to recognize yourself as the true existence, then you're recognizing the whole. And that is the Advaita, means non-dualist, to the deepest point of it. Not too many people would understand or will be ready. So we put it aside. What is also important is talks about impulses, the vasanas that we talk about so much. Vasanas are the impression that the senses left in the mind. Meaning that the ear heard something, shook it, and registered that that's fear. These are impressions that every incident left on a child. And this vasanas become the energy of the mental. And in order to really eliminate not only the thinking, but also the vasanas, the impulses, the tendencies, is to do what we all do. Just give it a passive look, passive gaze. And as I said before, at least for me, this never been an overnight enlightenment. It is a process that is never ending, and I'm still deepening. So I really like Baba's quote, because it is saying to us that yes, practice art of living, because it is true, this is illusion, and find a way to put it to practice. Even if it's a baby step, even if you lose your balance while you are trying to stand up. There's a lot of treasure in this, both of the writings, that it needs to have a little bit of our attention to deepen our understanding.